Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to.
A ferocious debate in the House of Commons, an explosive allegation in China, and a badly handled racial dispute on balance. It's Thursday, November 4th. Here's your Newsfix. A Conservative MP called Owen Paterson is at the centre of a controversial vote in the House of Commons, which stopped him from being suspended from the party. The background here is that basically Paterson was being paid more than £100,000 a year by two firms, Lynn's Country Foods and Randox. He is accused of an egregious breach of lobbying rules by using his position as an MP to benefit those companies. In terms of what happened here, Paterson was facing a 30-day suspension from the House of Commons, but argued the probe into his behaviour was unfair. The suspension was avoided on Wednesday when enough Tory MPs voted in favour of changing the process into how MPs are investigated. As you can imagine, this vote sparked a lot of reaction. In a scathing article this morning, Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer accused the Conservatives of, quote, wallowing in sleaze, while the Conservatives insisted this was about bettering the process of a probe on any Member of Parliament. It's worth noting that this all stems from a 2019 investigation into Paterson's conduct. In June 2020, on his birthday, Paterson's wife, Rose, took her own life. Paterson has previously said the investigation played, quote, a major role in his wife's death. Now, a Chinese professional tennis player accused the country's former vice premier of forcing her to have sex with him a few years ago. The allegation was made in an open letter on a social media post that was deleted within half an hour. According to Reuters, the pair went on to have a consensual on-off relationship that lasted for at least a decade. It's worth noting here that by Wednesday, mentions of the accusations were blocked on the country's most popular social media platform, Weibo. China's online censorship is often referred to as, quote, the Great Firewall of China. But we'll keep an eye on this story and let you know if there's any further updates. And badly handled on balance. Yorkshire cricketer Gary Balance has admitted to using racial slurs towards former teammate Azeem Rafiq. The former England cricketer made the admission following the ongoing fallout over how Yorkshire handled the accusations of racism, which has led to a loss of sponsorship. Yorkshire lost the sponsors after an independent panel concluded the comments were made in, quote, the spirit of friendly banter. Balance maintains he saw Rafiq as, quote, a best mate in cricket, and said both made comments to each other that were offensive. Looking to what's on today's agenda, Claudia Webb, an MP who used to be a member of the Labour Party, is due to be sentenced today, weeks after she was found guilty of threatening to pour acid on a woman. Media reports suggest Webb could face jail time. Back in October, she was found guilty of a campaign of harassment against a female friend of her partner. And in Ireland, the government will unveil a €125 billion climate action plan this afternoon. The key goals are to have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030 and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by 2030. We've included in the newsletter a very helpful article outlining all of the other main bits of information on this deal. And also happening today, the UK's Brexit Minister, Lord Frost, will meet with his French counterpart in Paris later today, in an effort to resolve the ongoing row over fishing rights. The background in all of this is that there's been an escalating dispute over a number of French fishing boats saying they've been denied access to fish in British waters post-Brexit. As BBC News noted, the Brexit deal means boats can fish in each other's waters if they can prove they have done so for years. How they prove that and get the license to fish is what is being disputed. Last week, France threatened to deny British boats access to some French ports if their licenses were not granted. So we'll keep an eye on this story and let you know tomorrow if there's any significant updates. Now, the fashion industry is, quote, the most unfashionable. That's according to designer Stella McCartney, who had a fascinating conversation with CNN's Bianca Nobilo on Wednesday, which we've included in the newsletter this morning. McCartney is calling on those in the industry to reduce their use of leather and fur. She says, quote, the fashion industry is the most unfashionable. It's the most in danger of becoming irrelevant if we don't stand up to the fact that we're basically killing the earth through fashion. And for anyone who's unaware, the fashion industry is the world's second largest polluter after the oil industry. We did a full deep dive piece on this earlier this year. It's called Fast Fashion, Saving Money at What Cost? And we've linked to it in the newsletter this morning for anybody interested. And lastly, today marks 5 years since the Paris Climate Change Agreement became effective. As you'll probably know, the agreement's main goal was to keep global warming well below 2 degrees Celsius, preferably 1.5.
That's today's fix. Have a great day.